The sun is coming out, and so is all of Kirkland. There are tons of exciting activities coming up this month. Here's what's going on.
We'll show you why this is the place to be for Mother's Day by giving you a sneak peek of the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour. Has Kirkland gone to the dogs? Not on Sergeant Chris Meyer's watch. This animal control officer wants to make sure everyone is a good park visitor. May means that Washington State farmers are coming here. Where is the Wednesday night market moving to? We'll tell you. A quick update on the city's revenue and development projects. And there are some new zoning regulations. See what has changed.
These stories and more coming up on this edition of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tanya Wu on featured stories. Now, here's John.
Hi, I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. It's our heart and soul. Kirkland is nationally known for its thriving arts community, but don't take our word for it. Check it out for yourself. We have a sneak peek at the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour.
I think the communities are kind of coming together, and it could be a good thing.
It's essential in many ways, and this is just one piece of it.
Create, and that's all what you need to do. You need to bring out that right brain.
But I mean, I think art feeds the soul.
Yeah, art for me is definitely a necessity.
Every single artist you get to talk to, you get to find out what makes them tick.
There's more to life than making money and driving your car.
You are invited into my home and into my space.
It's a very, very creative place, I think.
It's a cool thing, and I love that the studio tour and the city of Kirkland is dedicated to the community and recognizing that it's a viable language and it's viable and vibrant to a community that's big in technology, and that's, you know, one half of the brain, and they're honoring the other half too.
Kirkland is a vibrant community where creativity, commerce, culture, and the arts mix it up to create the perfect place to live, work, and play. Recently dubbed the creative class, people who create for a living and live to create represent over 30% of the U.S. workforce. According to economist and author Richard Florida, these creative folk do a wide variety of work in a wide variety of industries, from technology to entertainment, journalism to finance, high-end manufacturing to the arts. Stay tuned as we visit with some of these folks, artists involved in the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour.
Chris and I, 5 years ago, had went to a studio tour in a neighboring community, and Chris came back, she's the idea person, and said, I have an idea, this is what we're going to do.
There was about a dozen of us, and we put $100 in a hat and said, let's just do it. So in 3 months' time, we got together and we put together a big postcard and some posters, and I put together a free website, and we just spread the word, and we decided we're just going to have a studio tour, and we started it.
And it was great. We were thrilled to have it in the community, and it's since grown from 12 to, I think this year, it's almost 60 artists.
Mother's Day weekend, mothers dictate what they want to do, and mothers want this tour. And it's probably the only weekend that they can say to their family, I want to do this tour, I'm your mother, it's my day, let's go as a family and do it. And that's what we have. We have families coming that entire weekend that I don't think would if it was on any other weekend.
On our first stop, we visit Joy Hagen at her Holmes Point home studio. Selena and her dad, Bruce, are joined by some of Joy's friends and neighbors for a quick art lesson.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Come on in.
Hi.
You're just in time. I'm going to do a demo.
So I'm demoing encaustic. I don't know if you're familiar with encaustic painting, but it's an ancient technique of painting with hot wax. And I use resin with it in combination with beeswax. So I've been drawing and doing art of one kind or another all my life, as far as I can remember, and dressed my own paper dolls and wrote my own horse stories with horse illustrations and all that good stuff. And then I got sidetracked and went to college, obeyed my parents and didn't get an art degree. And had a career for a while, and when I had kids is when I started getting back into making art. Okay, that's for you. Two for one.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for coming by today. It's a medium I love. I hadn't touched a paintbrush and paints my acrylics and oils for almost 2 years solid. And now I'm getting ready to get back into painting. But this has just really totally enthralled me for the last 2 years. So
you actually get to go and see professional artists at work in their own environment. So it's not like going to a gallery walk where you go in a gallery and you see the paintings hanging on the wall and you have a little wine and cheese. You actually get to go in and see the equipment they use. You get to see what inspires them. You get to see where they live. So it's a whole different experience to be able to walk into an artist's real studio and have that connection.
Catherine Wright, an architectural illustrator from Kirkland, is here to visit with artist Celeste Sturing and check out her glass art studio overlooking Lake Washington.
Hello.
Hi! Hi, how are you?
You're Celeste?
Yes, I am.
Great,
welcome.
Great.
Those with lights on and stuff.
This is my studio.
Oh, wow.
I like to make functional art.
Yeah.
And so that this is totally usable. And
I'm supposed to have sushi today.
Yeah. I think about music sometimes when I'm doing glass, you know, so I thought, well, this would be really fun to...
Now, is this painted on or is
that's
something
glass.
You made too?
A fused glass cut out element just to remind people that they are piano keys.
Yeah.
I like to finish on both sides, you know, so that you get reflection on both sides.
Just see how they got into it and see how they expressed themselves, what their motivation was for initially starting and why they chose that medium and why they stick with it or how they've changed.
Beautiful. So. And now I'm getting two claws, which is so much fun because the crab is actually, I think there's a lot of character in the claw. And so I've got eyes here ready to go. If they do decide to make a purchase, they actually can see that you really spent some time on it.
Yeah.
It's meaningful.
Yeah.
I think that's why people buy art. It's meaningful to them and it's meaningful to the artist, and they bring some of that energy home with them. I think
it's sort of a sharing of spirit, you know, a little bit of transaction that happens there.
So it's a very intimate experience, I think, and in the world today, there's not a lot of intimate experiences.
We took an over-the-shoulder look at Anne and Robert Pfizer's cozy atelier, where art and artists live in perfect harmony.
I like taking people and painting them into paintings, fantasy paintings. These are three women that dressed up like fairies at the Fairy World Festival in Eugene, Oregon. So that's what this one is, and it's called When Good Fairies Go Bad. They usually wind up in the pumpkin patch. It's a lot of fun.
For me, it's never been really about overworking a painting, is just trying to get the feel that I'm looking for in a painting. This one is not quite where I want it yet. And some paintings happen quickly and they're done and in a day, and other paintings like this one, you just kind of keep them around and keep working on them.
I like the way this blue is sparking off the orange.
That looks good.
Well, we're a curiosity. A lot of people go, well, oh my God, you're both artists. How does that work, you know? And for us, it works really well. We understand each other and appreciate, you know, the kinds of things that an artist has to do and wants to do, and so we're not giving each other grief about that, and so it works really well. And plus, we like each other enough to spend a lot of time together.
Fun.
But wait, there's more. Rebecca DeVere invites us into her Factoria de Art.
It's starting to look
Well, when I was little, my parents called me Eagle Eyes because I'd always find things on the sidewalk that were broken or whatever, and I'd bring them home and I'd turn them into something more than that, what they were. Mm-hmm. Like this one is the Shrine to Love and Friendship, and so there's friendship. And there are coral roses. So I actually am using jewelry pieces, and these are rose quartz beads that are unpolished. And then I mosaic underneath the shelf so it would reflect light on the wall. And so I do sneak words in because I find them haphazardly. And so it's fun. It's like a little sign. Mm-hmm. Actually, sometimes I come home and there's anonymous bags of broken dishes on my doorstep. You know, it's like a neighbor, they don't want to throw it away, so, you know, I get a little anonymous donation.
It's the epitome of recycling. And
this one is the Shrine to Grandmother, so it's everything that I would go, would a grandmother love this? Yes. And it is so funny how much it took. I would start it and I'm like, oh my God, I need more. And then that just to me, it was the epitome of like the grandmother's hutch in the living room. Oh, yeah. You know, that hutch with all the little trinkets in it.
Well, look at her necklace. I think that's just so cool.
Gold again. I do resurrect the sad and broken tchotchkes. You guys want to see the turtle factory?
I would love to.
Here. So here's our turtle factory. I had every book in the library out about turtles, and I had this Italian clay that the mold maker said I should use so he could pour the molds, and I'm trying to make turtles. But I swear to God, they all sort of have a benevolent smile like Rocky. See, that mineral oil that we put on there helps release this. And a baby turtle is born. There he is.
That's a little sea turtle.
It is. And the mold leaves residual bits of concrete, so I have to file it off. And so, you know, I found that little teacups are just perfect. So I'll probably trim these edges off. And I'll mix up my mortar and thin set. And then I set all my pieces with mortar and thin set. And then the rims of plates turn out to be the rims. So I use tea plates for the rims of the little turtles. Here's a finished turtle after it gets grouted, cleaned up, little bow on it, little tag. Now it's ready for market. It's signed. Everything's ready to go. I really get energized about explaining the process, and I feel like I'm teaching and helping people learn.
That it was a safe harbor.
Linda Lee Foster, watercolor artist and instructor, tries to bring out the creative spirit in all of us.
Ask how we do it. You know, I'd be glad to paint. I had my paints out. I'm, you know, willing to show you how to do it, and you know what the process is, and get you help get started. Yeah, have you painted ever?
I have.
You have?
I've dabbled a little bit in watercolor.
Oh, okay.
Just to get a different feel. I do things with paper and...
Uh-huh. People are talented. They just don't, you know, they don't know which direction to go. Maybe I can push someone into that right direction. Well, it's, and I'm showing you different methods and things, mm-hmm, too, that... Mm-hmm. But all this helps you, you know, figure out what you're going to do, too. So see, there, I'm creating little peaks and valleys, mm-hmm, here. Yeah, this was pretty rocky in here.
So at some point, you're going to completely lose the pencil lines that you've drawn in.
Yeah, and I don't worry about my pencil lines. You know, I remember one friend, her father was an artist, and she asked, because he was a watercolorist, and she said, well, I see that you don't erase your pencil line. And I said, well, no, because that really tells you it's an original. And she says, oh, my father used a meticulous erase all the pencil lines. But I don't worry about it unless it's something that's really standing out. I just let them be because I figure it's part of the painting. It's, you know, it's what makes that painting.
Kirkland Art Center Board President Carol Belleville shares some handy-dandy tips on how to get the most out of your Kirkland Artist Studio Tour experience.
What I like to do is I like to first get my brochure. It's either mailed to you or you can pick one up at the Art Center or many galleries around town, any other, in many other locations. and then look at the artists that I might be interested in personally. And of the 50, you know, maybe I tend to like contemporary art, so I'm going to kind of narrow in on the contemporary artists. And of those artists, I'll just kind of, you know, which studios are they in, and I'll just map my way around Kirkland. Some people like to go to each and every studio, and I think the 50 artists, I think there's probably something like 23 studios, because artists will share space, right, like I'm doing with Joanne. So some people like to just hit every studio, which is really hard to do in a weekend, you know. But other people just like, well, I just like photography, I'll just go to those, or I just like contemporary art, I just like ceramics. So you can really play it any number of ways.
Well, I can't encourage you strongly enough to come on out on Mother's Day weekend. It is a great event for families. It really, as I said, we're going to have lots of fantastic art making activities here in the building. You're also going to get a chance to see demonstrations. So artists are going to be doing demonstrations here. We'll be doing some raku, which is a very exciting firing process out back. We'll have a printmaker studio upstairs that will be in action. So if you're interested in arts at all, or in the creative life, or getting your getting inspired, this is the perfect opportunity to do that with your entire family.
We would like to thank all the folks that helped out on this film and urge everyone to find your own way to create and be creative in your own life. Who knows? It just might make the world and your community a little better. Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
The next annual Kirkland Art Studio Tour is coming up in May over Mother's Day weekend. To print a map of the tour or for more information on any of the galleries, please go to the website below. As well as being known for great artwork, Kirkland is known for its spectacular parks. There are more than 40 parks listed in Kirkland's Parks and Trail Guide, and each one attracts visitors from all over the state. Visitors frequently bring their dogs with them to Kirkland's dog-friendly parks. The city wants to make sure everyone is safe, which means making sure that our little furry friends are leashed when they're supposed to be.
Last year, half of all written citations were issued here at Juanita Beach Park. The Parks Department's goal is education and outreach, and this year they plan on being stricter with repeat offenders and with those who do not comply with the leash laws.
Winston is a little over two. He'll be three in November.
Mary has been coming to Juanita Beach Park for 40 years. Her dog has been attacked by bigger dogs that were off leash.
Maybe 200 yards back, so the minute the dogs, you know, would come towards us, the dog would come running at and lunging towards the dog.
Kirkland has about 40 parks, and dogs must be on leashes at all times.
Ooh, we might have a non-leasher there.
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't really encourage that, but...
Sergeant Chris Meyer with King County Animal Control is working with Kirkland. Sergeant Meyer has actually been bitten twice while out on the job.
I got a nice little scar here on my wrist, and that was from a dog that loved people and has never done it before, apparently. And then I was bit on my body also, two times. That's just part of the job.
As a one-man army to enforce the park code.
Kids have a right to come here and play and be safe. And I'm going to try to make sure that happens.
The Parks Department was getting several complaints a week regarding dogs off leashes. After 3 years, Sergeant Meyer says that he has gotten orders to be stricter with offenders.
Taking a little harder approach this year on enforcement of the ordinances, and I have my citation book here in my hand, as you can see, and I'm going to be writing more citations than ever before. I had hoped that it wouldn't come to this, but it has come to this.
A citation will cost $66. Sergeant Meyer patrols all of Kirkland Parks, chatting with every dog owner that he meets.
We try to be educators, you know, before we're enforcers on it, and solve problems that way. You know, in writing citations and enforcement, that's just, you know, one part of the whole package on teaching people or having people be responsible with their pets.
A nonprofit organization called the Kirkland Dog Off-Leash Group are trying to get signatures for an off-leash area in Kirkland.
For more information regarding Kirkland's leash laws, go to the websites below. The Kirkland Wednesday Market opens May 6th in its temporary new location in Marina Park. This move is due to ongoing construction for the transit center and pump station. The market will be open from 2 to 7 p.m. with many exciting activities such as children's story time with the police chief, grape stomp, and cooking demos.
I'm smelling some really good pastries, so I think I might buy some of that going home tonight also. Flowers. Don't forget the flowers. Beautiful flowers here today.
And on the other side of Kirkland, the Friday night market opens May 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. Fridays at Juanita Beach Park. The freshest flowers, best tasting produce, treats, and other fine products sold to you directly. It's a great way to support our local Washington State farmers and to celebrate summer with the community.
It's great to see how many new stalls there are this year and the connection between our rural area and the city is just great.
For more information about either one of the farmers markets, we've included their websites here.
Come to your Friday market.
All right.
State and city budgets are struggling. Here's a quick update. In the first 2 months of the year, the city has lost over $59,000 in revenue due to the bad economy. This is because sales tax was down about 20% each month compared to last year. Kirkland City Council will debate several options in the next few months to deal with the budget situation. Development fees are also down, with only 4 permits given compared to the usual 18 to 20. The McLeod project on Lake Street is on hold, yet the Bank of America project, Costco gas station, and Park Place redevelopment projects are still planned.
Oh, Forest Lawn. Took your fire.
Really?
Yeah.
In 2007, 32 fire investigations were conducted in Kirkland. Many of these fires could have been avoided. The Kirkland Fire Prevention Bureau has several public safety programs that include home, school, and business visits. They can examine building plans, sprinkler systems, and fire alarms to ensure the safety of all. They also offer fire evacuation and fire extinguisher training. Another program offered by the Kirkland Fire Prevention Bureau is the Fall Factor Program, which offers free home assessments for those at risk for falling. For more information about one or all of these programs, call Robin Pastor at the number below. Zoning regulations have been adopted by the council, and some central business district codes have been changed. Several of these adopted regulations came from the downtown comprehensive plan. You will see wider sidewalks, taller storefront spaces, and specific depth of retail spaces along downtown streets. The new code will also prohibit future banks and financial uses of Park Lane and Lake Street. For more information on the specific code changes, please go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen. Come help keep Kirkland beautiful at the Clean Sweep Volunteer Event. Volunteers are needed to help spruce up the downtown core in time for the start of the summer shopping season. Meet at the Kirkland Downtown Association office, and don't forget to bring your gloves, rakes, and brooms. Celebrate Mother's Day, the Kirkland Half Marathon and 5K, while supporting the Hope Heart Institute. The route starts and finishes at Juanita Beach Park and includes shoreline segments in downtown Kirkland. There will be cash and prizes, a t-shirt for all runners, a kids' run, and a dog competition. Well, no matter your fitness level, there is something for everyone at the Seven Hills of Kirkland, Cycling for a Cause. Bagpipers will keep you going as you choose one of several routes. Money from this event supports transitional housing for the homeless.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.